a mourning mind. I am often cast down by the state of my family. They are far away from God, and my husband is far away from me. I will soon be a divorced person, which is not something I ever considered or want. I do not understand God's ways, but I do trust him to work all things for good for his people. The situation in our relationships can get very rocky, and the lack of communication breaks down our trust in each other, and we look for satisfaction in wrong places. I get great comfort from the Word of God, and that there are great heroes of the faith who made great mistakes with their families too. I would wish things were different, and that there would be a miracle of God to work things out for us all. But circumstances are all in his hand, and we pray for his blessing. We guard our mind from sinking down into depressive states and allowing our emotions to dictate what we do. Guarding the mind and seeking the presence of God is the powerhouse of the Christian. We keep our thoughts right and don't dwell on the problems, but bring them to God and accept the comfort of his word. He will never leave us and will give the grace to face the days and long nights alone. The battleground is in the mind, not in the emotions. We must not succumb to our feelings, but look at the reality in Christ. We have his promise of power and deliverance, and he will do it. I don't know how, but I believe in the miracle of grace that changes hearts and minds and warms them to God. I pray for miracles of grace that our hearts will be softened and brought to know the Lord, and reconciliation can be felt and known. In the meantime, we keep our eyes on Christ and not on our circumstances. The things of life are disappointing, and we all fall and fail, but God is still able to make a table in the wilderness. We see what has been accomplished for us on the cross and are glad. We rejoice in Christ alone and in what he has done for us. For if we look to ourselves, the disappointment is compounded. Grace covered all our sins, and grace will lead us on and bring us safely home at the right time. I cannot change the past, and I know I must go through this mourning and face the future with God. I am a very solitary person and often feel cut off from other people, but rejoice in hope in the word of God. When all fails, he fails not.